a St. Albert man with stage 4 lung cancer who waited 8 weeks to see an oncologist represents a province-wide shortage of oncologists. Sheila Ethier, an author and registered nurse from St. Albert, is the voice for her partner's battle treatment. Brian was diagnosed on January 26, and they were told they'd hear from the Cross Cancer Institute right away. They eventually heard in February that his appointment wouldn't be until March 23. Brian initially received relief of his medical symptoms, including radiation to shrink a tumor and treatment to reduce pain, as well as a drain in his chest to drain the fluid from his lungs. In the interim, Ethier fired off 9 letters, to Alberta Health, to directors at the Cross Cancer Institute, to anyone who could possibly help. His cancer spread within that time, she said. Cancer does what cancer does, it doesn't follow wait times, it just grows. Finally, a meeting last week with an oncologist led to a new targeted medication Ethier hopes will stop the cancer from spreading and extend his life. Brian's case was at the center of fiery debate at the Alberta Legislature in March. Rachel Notley, the leader of the opposition and candidate for premier in the May election, introduced Sheila Ethier, an author and registered nurse from St. Albert, during question period on March 22. Why have wait times at the Cross Cancer Institute gone up over 100%, and why, 8 weeks after Brian's diagnosis, has he still not seen an oncologist? She asked. Alberta Health Minister Jason Copping, UCP Calgary Varsity, said it is a challenging time for the healthcare system in Alberta and across the country. We know that we need more staff. We know that we need more people to provide the services to Albertans, and we are working towards that, to expand capacity, to hire more people. As part of Budget 2023, we are increasing our capacity, Copping said. Copping cited increased complexity for Alberta patients. We need more healthcare professionals, specialists to be able to provide the services, and that is a challenge not only here but around the country. We are investing to be able to ensure that we have the staff to provide the services, he said. The minister said the province is bringing in more doctors from overseas. There are currently 16 positions under active recruitment for oncologists, he said, and Oz is aggressively pursuing both Canadian and international trained physicians. Ethier said hiring efforts were underway to fill 16 oncologist spots was a hopeful sign. The wait times are horrifying for lots of people, she said. With the aging population and more people getting cancer as they age, there has to be other solutions or policies in place to improve the triage for patients. Anybody with cancer needs to know they're going to be seen right away, because cancer spreads, she said.